it's Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering. Commenting upon a recent announcement by the American Society of Clinical Oncology for their top five advances in modern oncology. I think many of them can be predicted. I think all of us that treat solid tumors were and continue to be absolutely amazed by our ability to cure testis cancer, the way that the treatment of chronic myelogenous leukemia has been changed by targeted therapy, the use of combination chemotherapy regimens to treat lymphomas and Hodgkin's disease, the development of vaccines that could prevent cervical cancer. But I'd like to spend a few minutes speaking about the fifth one, and that is the development of the anti-nausea drugs. This is something that has taken decades, and it represents the work of many, many physicians, nurses, and pharmacists over many decades. Those with as much gray hair as I have can remember a day when we did not have effective antiemetics, when the receipt of a drug, a course of cisplatin, meant a multi-day stay in the hospital, not to give the treatment, but to treat the severe nausea and vomiting that came on with that illness. How did this change happen? Well, it happened by a concerted effort by very dedicated and focused researchers that took the best drugs we had, and actually the first one that worked was metoclopramide, truly discovered by Richard Gralla, now at the Albert Einstein Hospital in the Bronx, New York. And in the development of that agent showed that it could be effective. The fact that it was effective at high doses suggested that serotonin antagonists could be effective, and when specific serotonin antagonists were available, the research processes and methods that Gralla and others had piloted were very quickly used to find out that not tyrosine kinase inhibitors, but rather serotonin antagonists were very effective, that their effects could be enhanced by dexamethasone, and then when new drugs became available, the NK1 antagonists, that adding an NK1 antagonist to dexamethasone and a serotonin antagonist made an even greater difference for our patients. It's just amazing now that patients getting even high doses of cisplatin have no nausea and vomiting. I think it's a tremendous accomplishment. You know, back then when you asked patients what side effect of cancer and cancer treatment they feared most, it was always nausea and emesis. And sadly, it remains that today. Nausea remains a problem, and I'll get back to that. But I believe we need to have a special shout-out here to the pioneers in that area. I'm very proud to say that many of those pioneers were fellow colleagues and researchers with me in the lung cancer field. I mentioned Richard Gralla, Paul Hesketh, now in the Leahy Clinic in Boston, the late Steve Grunberg, the group in Perugia, Italy, Fausto Roila, Maurizio Tenato, and Enzo Vallatore, many prominent lung cancer researchers, such as David Gandera, Ron Natale, some prominent breast cancer researchers like Edith Perez, all played critical roles in discovering these drugs, proving that they worked, and getting them to the patients. I think they should be congratulated. I think they've totally changed the face of cancer care, and this message, ranking this development up there with the discovery of targeted therapies or the treatment of testis cancer and the ability to cure cancer testis cancer really states to the importance of this development. It was a great group effort. And by the way, we're not done yet. All patients are not free of nausea and emesis. Nausea remains a big problem. I think it's very incumbent on physicians as we think about this accomplishment to redouble our efforts to use the tools we have and to also foster research to look at drugs that can help prevent nausea and or treat nausea should it occur despite our best treatments today. Congratulations to all those investigators who made this development possible. It was a true group worldwide effort, and it made a tremendous difference to our patients undergoing cancer treatment.